The time of assurance is now upon us. So, the question of our good three, are we ready now to answer it? 1968, the great rehearsal. The great rehearsal for what? Do we need further proof that we are in the transition to freedom, on the edge of not the next world revolution, but rather the first and last world evolution, evolution to love, than that these power guys, the living dead, have seen fit to disinter their original bureaucratic global statesman for inspiration, Louis Bonaparte. And I'm going to follow Marx's lead on this. He refused to call the man Napoleon the Third. Victor Hugo called him Napoleon the Little. Here's the dictionary definition, nice and concise. Napoleon the Third, 1808 to 1873, emperor from 1852 to 1870, full name, Charles-Louis Napoleon Bonaparte, known as Louis Napoleon, a nephew of Napoleon the First. Napoleon III was elected president of the Second Republic in 1848 and staged a coup in 1851. A year or so ago, our October 4, 2015 show, with the help of Karl Marx's 18th Brumaire of Louis Bonaparte and Emmanuel Wallerstein's The Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant, 1789 to 1914, which we were reading to understand the origins of the modern bureaucratic centralized nation state. We learned about this coup and the reasons for it, rooted in the First World Revolution of 1848. Quote from Emmanuel Wallerstein, "The uprising of February 1848 illuminated the hopes of a social republic, a vague socialist utopia that would provide jobs to the unemployed and liberation to all those who suffered indignities and inequalities. Everyone put forward their claims, the artisans, the peasants, the women, the slaves." And, unquote. And the response of the power guys to this First World Revolution of 1848, these power guys who'd already gone into hiding, scheming, manipulating, plotting and planning behind scenes, was to let Louis take the lead. And he did. With his Society of December 10, a tactic power liked very much, as it fit perfectly with their intent to create a hidden machinery of state. We have to think this through because we're so used to being taught in, we've been taught in school, and so are used to thinking of the state in terms which are not useful in this moment where we are moving on into our freedom. This is the key moment when we have to see clearly. And so we have to talk about the hidden machinery of state, such that the forefront theater, these guys wanted to keep us busy with, such that they would be free, these global statesmen, the Plato's tribesmen, to do as they please. Of course, using our compliant, obedient energy to accomplish their schemes, realize the dream of their fathers, establishing Plato's Republic. And this is an excerpt from that show of October 4, 2015, to give you a sense of the society of December 10, and try to imagine that it never went away. Try to see that it is in the world around us today. They never let go of this strategy. Quote, "In his Society of December 10, Louis Bonaparte assembles 10,000 rascally fellows," and this is exactly what they've done in the Bay Area, by the way, although perhaps it's not fair to call their duped children rascally. I mean, but they have also drawn a lot on folks with no other means, totally desperate for income. And that's the quality that that Marx is referring to here. 10,000 rascally fellows who are to play the part of the people, as Nick Bottom that of the lion, and that's a reference to Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. And as I read this, I had wanted to, didn't have the time, and I'm already rushing because I wanted to not shortchange too much, pardon. But this is why this whole discussion of the fake news red herring that they're putting out there to get folks supposedly upset about how this dismantles an authentic political process, and that only the truth and nothing but the truth, which is equated with the facts and nothing but the facts, serves their purposes, because they create those facts. And if that is what the truth is, we're sunk, right? We'll never have the access to reality, the true picture of what's going on in the world. For that, we have to see those guys who hide, right? So imagine if this scene were reported without Marx's peeling back, you know, the curtain and letting us see underneath. You know, we would be told that what happened was there were crowds of cheering folk at the train station. Hence, look at this, the people are supporting Louis Bonaparte. He has the support of the people. Well, this is exactly what they do. They create the Trump supporters. They have them appear at the rallies, et cetera, et cetera. This tactic never went away. And so they report, the newspapers then report what happened, quote unquote, the facts, look at all the supporters, and make sure their journalists never have time to delve into what made the facts happen in the first place. Well, Karl Marx knew better. You know, it was so early in the tactic that they had no time to, or the ability to stop someone like a Karl Marx from reporting on, to giving us the analysis behind the facts. So in this September 10 society, means rascally, desperate folks are recruited to play the part of the people. And then Marx says, at a moment when the bourgeoisie, and again, by this, they're talking about the new bureaucratic class of folk who are rising, who have a plan, using Plato's Republic as playbook. The bourgeoisie itself played the most complete comedy, but in the most serious manner in the world. And I think that they were studying this whole tactic at that moment. But let's don't get too distracted. I already have. Without infringing any of the pedantic conditions of French dramatic etiquette, and was itself half deceived, half convinced of the solemnity of its own performance of state. The adventurer, because Louis Bonaparte, Marx gives him full credit for innovating this technique. The adventurer who took the comedy as plain comedy was bound to win. And that is, as I said back then, and I'm going to repeat, is an astute observation about power. These folks, in our case, these 10,000 global guys, they take the comedy as comedy. You know, Trump, they are bound to win over we the people when we take it seriously, which is, but if all you have to gauge by is the newspapers, we are supposedly taking it seriously. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're at a moment when the emperor has no clothes.